Get in line for the sunshine because we've got plenty of it in store this Seafair weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to tell us about how that's affecting the wildfire dangers east of the Cascades. Also, the Northwest as a potential refuge from the effects of climate change. First, Cliff, the driest day of the year is behind us. What's ahead?
Well, today we had a little bit of mixed sun and clouds. Some thunderstorms moved up from Oregon. Some developed over the Cascades. So there were some clouds, but we had sun as well. And that's going to be the story for the weekend. An upper-level trough is moving through right now. That's providing lift. That's been destabilizing some of the air. So we got some thunderstorms today, and we're going to see more of those thunderstorms on Saturday and probably even Sunday morning as well. Fortunately, most of these thunderstorms will not be here in Seattle. It'll be up in the mountains. So the mountains will see thunderstorms, and increasingly eastern Washington. The temperatures should drop back a little bit as this upper-level trough moves through. Some of the marine air is going to push in, so we may see some low clouds over the coastal area, maybe even sneaking into the interior of western Washington. So the temperatures will maybe come down to around 80, low 80s, and then they will probably rebound as we get into the early part of next week as this upper-level trough moves to the east and the ridge reestablishes itself.
And, of course, all this is coming just after the driest period of the year.
That's right. This week, we've had above-normal temperatures on both sides of the Cascades. On the west side, mid-80s, but on the east side, temperatures are getting into the upper 90s, even the low 100s. If you look at Wenatchee, that one station, the relative humidities there dropped to under 10% yesterday afternoon. So we have a real problem. We have warmth and dryness that has really gotten the fuels, the vegetation, the plants, the grasses, ready to burn. And all they need is an initiator, something to ignite them. And that perhaps could be the lightning that's moving through today and into the weekend.
Not an easy situation. Switching gears a bit, Cliff, you have a blog post this week in which you depict the Northwest as a refuge during climate change. It's pretty interesting. You walk us through all the calamities that come with global warming. And it looks like the Northwest is one of the only places on the map that's largely spared.
That's right. Now, we may have some serious effects, especially by the end of the century, but it looks like they'll be more benign here than almost any place in the country. A big issue is the Pacific. The Pacific Ocean, and particularly the Eastern Pacific Ocean, will warm up more slowly than almost any place on the planet. And that controls our weather, so we won't warm up quickly. We should have plenty of precipitation. In fact, we'll probably have more precipitation than we have right now. Sea level rise is not going to be a big item for us because our land goes up steeply, and also because our land is actually rising because it doesn't have the weight of the ice age glaciers on it anymore, and the land is still moving up. We don't have to worry about hurricanes. Those are going to get more intense over the eastern United States and the southeast. We never get hurricanes, and we never will. So I can go through one item after the other of major changes that are going to happen under global warming, and most of them will not produce serious effects here in the Northwest, mainly because of our proximity to the ocean.
And most of the things that are going to happen here, things like stronger rainfall from atmospheric rivers, are things that you feel we can mitigate for with infrastructure fixes.
That's right. The main two items that we have to worry about would be less snowpack, because we will be warmer. Well, we can deal with that by having more dams and reservoirs. And there will be more flooding by the rivers as these atmospheric rivers get juiced up by global warming. But again, you know, we could deal with that by making sure people are not living next to those rivers and other things.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Our weather expert teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations or listen again at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.